Are y'all good there, Daddy?
I'm getting there.
Okay. Just asking.
I'm telling you. You ladies have been rushing me all weekend.
We had an agenda. And apparently. We stuck to it.
Okay. But I will say, it takes us a while to look like this. You just have to put water in your face, and you're still lagging. Like, I had to put in my fake hair.
I had to fix my makeup.
Do my makeup.
Find my clothes, because we know how that goes.
Okay.
At least I have something kind of on.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, though, like, I have to set all this up. You know, I have to make sure everything's good.
Excuses. I'm sorry.
You two are already beautiful. Aww. But you feel like you have to take an hour to get ready to look even more beautiful.
I mean, we have to be representable. Okay, there's the look. He's like, I'm going to beat this bitch.
That happened last night.
It did.
So, you ladies take that extra time that isn't necessary. I mean, most, you know, warm-blooded American men are going to look at you two and not give a shit if you're in, like, frumpy mom mode or if you're in content creator mode. We're still going to want to fuck the shit out of you, regardless.
And I get that. I do. I feel like, I mean, we're getting off on a tangent, but I feel like a lot of my guys like more real Amy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I, as a guy, you know, and a content creator, I like the normal women. Like
natural.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you want to kind of see them in their own natural space.
Yeah, their own element.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like 100%. It's, for me, I just like a woman who is true to herself. Like, she's confident no matter if she's in the sweatpants and baggy t-shirt with her hair up in a messy bun.
Me every day.
Or, you know, if she's rocking a sexy piece of lingerie with her hair and makeup done, you know, and 5-inch heels.
Or slippers.
Or slippers. I mean, like, you two have been wearing slippers all weekend long.
Oh, we have.
And I fucked the shit out of both of you all weekend long.
Yep.
You did.
I don't care about, you know, the whole ensemble. But I know you two are confident and you feel sexy and, you know, you love what you do. And that is what turns me on.
Yes.
I hope it turns on a lot of other people, too.
I'm sure it will. I mean, so I'm just glad that I have you two here on this show so that the rest of the world can relate to me and how much of a struggle this weekend has been putting up with the two of you.
It's been such a hard struggle.
Please feel sorry for him.
You should.
Like, walking around naked, bending over, playing with my toys nonstop.
It was nonstop.
Yeah, that almost made me feel like inadequate. I'm like, no. Like, you'd literally get done with me, and 5 seconds later, you're like, where's my rose?
Until they died.
Because I wasn't done. Like, we would fuck. I would come multiple times. Then I'm like,
you're laying there like,
hey, I'm ready. I could to do go it again. Again. I also, disclaimer, was on a gummy.
Yeah.
And it makes you really, really horny.
It makes me really horny.
Really? I mean.
Very, very much so.
Not lying. Like.
Not at all.
Once that gummy hit.
She's like already playing with herself. Yeah, like
she has to have something on her clit or in her vagina.
Yes.
At all times.
Like after she would come with a toy, she'd be like, I need that dick. So you have like an hour to get this to happen. So like, can you fit in like 5 times of that dick? Cause that would be perfect.
Actually, I told him two. I said, you have 2 hours. Let's get with this. I need to be fucked good.
And she was already fucked prior to this statement.
Yes. Yes, I was.
Yeah. So, all right.
Please feel sorry for him.
Feel sorry for me, as you should. The tortured soul that I've been all weekend.
Yeah.
Poor daddy.
And
tortured.
We're going to get into episode 84. Are you ladies ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
All right. Yes. It's a pineapple party. Oh, we got polyamory too.
that? You want a kink fest? A little BDSM? Well, buckle up, buttercups, because we got that too. It's the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast.
And welcome back, you sexy motherfuckers. I am your host, Pedro Martinez, alongside my beautiful wife and co-host, Tinkerbella Martinez.
Hello.
And to her left, we have our very special unicorn friend, Amy Idaho.
Hello.
So, this is episode 84, and we are recording this on the last day of your trip.
Yes.
Bummer.
It is sad. Wah,
it's very sad. Yeah.
So, we had a great weekend.
We had a great weekend.
We really did. It was so much fun. And so much happened.
And now, for those of you who don't know who Amy Idaho is, if you've seen her on social media, she is CA Unicorn Girl everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yes. CA Unicorn Girl.
Yeah. So
even though I don't live in California anymore.
Right. But you are a Cali girl at heart.
So. I am a 40 years in California. So.
Yeah. I mean, that ain't it's, never going to
It's never going to leave.
Yeah.
But you are a swinger.
Yes.
You're a unicorn in the swing lifestyle.
Yes.
You are also a content creator.
Correct.
And you are also just a bad bitch in general.
Hell yes, she is.
I also love being naughty, and I love impact play.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's why we love you so much, you know, because you are not the typical unicorn, I would say.
No.
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 Because we've ran into our fair share over the last 10 years, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of them that are just batshit crazy.
A lot.
And you are totally not. You were like the opposite end. You're like the ideal.
Yeah. You know, and then there's the ones that are using the lifestyle to try to get a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And that's not you because.
No, I don't want a man.
You like your single life.
I love being single. I love my freedom. Yeah.
So, and you're also polyamorous.
Yeah. So it's funny because I say I'm single, but I have a couple that were poly together. They live in Pennsylvania, Scott and Holly. Mm-hmm. If you see my socials, you see my blonde girlfriend all over my socials with me.
Right.
It's a very hot duo.
It is.
Yes. And I actually met them from Instagram. Like, she found me and told me she thought I was beautiful. I thought she was beautiful. And we met and we instantly connected. And she is the first girl I've ever fallen in love with. Like, aww. Truly fallen in love with.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, you know, you found that couple.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And that you have such a good fit with them.
Yes.
Because, I mean, as anyone listening knows, that has tried to have a throuple of any mm-hmm. sort, you know, whether it's two girls, two guys, whatever, it's fucking hard.
It is hard. It's hard to get all three to blend.
On the same page.
Yes, yeah. On the same page. All three attracted, all three get along, trust each other. And Scott is just as much of a horny slut as I am. And, like, we're very similar in that way, in the slutty side. Like, very similar. Like, I constantly complain about not getting dick because they live in Pennsylvania. And he constantly complains about not getting enough pussy. And we bitch to each other about that, about our struggles of not getting laid enough. And Holly is just the biggest sweetheart, has a big heart, just... She's opposite. She's the yin to my yang. I'm very social, outgoing. I love social events. She's very quiet, not very comfortable in social events, but we complement each other. I bring that out of her and she calms me down.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She knows how to mellow me down and vice versa. Like yesterday.
You can get her a bubbly.
Yeah. Like yesterday they had to, and we talk every day. Throughout the day. So yesterday she was going to do a scene for content and, you know, her hubby Scott texts me and was like, she needs to talk to you now. Like, you're the one that calms her down. You're the one that helps her get through things, her anxiety. And I am. Like, she'll always, she says I'm her security blanket. And, You know, but she's the one that also helps me find the peace and everything. So it's a beautiful relationship, but it sucks because she lives far away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're going to get into that a little bit more. But I just wanted our audience to get to know you a little bit.
Yes.
You know, so that way whenever you're speaking on the topics, they know where you're coming from.
Yes.
So we're going to go ahead and get into the swing topic for this week, which my beautiful wife here has come up with. So why don't you fill us in on what we're talking about this week, Tink?
All right. So because we have a beautiful unicorn with us, and we've talked about unicorns so many times because that's where we kind of started with it, with what we were looking for in the lifestyle, just to get my feet wet, basically. We haven't really gotten into the aspect of how it is to be a unicorn, because I am not a unicorn. I can play as a single woman, but I'm not a unicorn. Where you, Amy, are an actual unicorn, and you stick true to that. So yes. What are some of the things that you enjoy about being a unicorn?
Oh, so my favorite thing about being a unicorn is I actually get off on seeing a couple in love. They don't have to be married, just a couple that are together. And you can see the passion for each other, how much they love each other, respect each other. And when I'm added into that mix and I see, usually I like to play with a woman first because I'm very bisexual. And as I'm playing with her and looking over at the partner and he is so turned on and like she will look at him like, yeah, this is happening. That does it for me. Like it. I love being a part of that. And it's not, that's their relationship. I'm just an added bonus. And it's fun for me. And I get to have that fun. And then I leave. Like, I'm not, what drives me nuts is when I hear that single females try to take the female or take the hubby or partner. That's wrong. That's so fucked up. You're just supposed to be an added bonus and have fun with it.
Right. And I feel like sometimes that is what you see a lot, is where that single female is coming in and she's like honing in after that man.
Yes.
And then that makes that couple not want to play because that woman now is like, this is not what I signed up for. No. And I wanted this to be a good time. And now like you can see that the direction is mainly just on the husband.
Right.
Yeah. It definitely, you know, brings out the jealousy in the female partner.
Yeah.
Which, you know, like you see it in the groups a lot. You know, they'll have their first unicorn experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, say the unicorn was focused more on the hubby or, you know, the male than the female. And of course, the couple is going into it like the female partner wants more of the attention. Like she's the bisexual one. She wants that girl time. But then the unicorn, you know, is more focused on the male.
Right.
Right.
And then that causes problems.
Right.
And then there's drama.
Yeah.
And nobody likes that.
No.
And then that poor unicorn, and I'll say it that way, because it could be seen differently, is that she gets the bad rep because she wasn't really playing as what a unicorn would be, as being bisexual, wanting to play with both counterparts.
Yeah. And I think even if they do play together, like the two women, I think a lot of coupled women have a misconception that a unicorn is going to basically be there just for them. And the male half is just like a human sex toy. Like they're just going to come and go at the women's, you know, desire. And that's not how it should be either.
No.
Like if you are a couple playing with a unicorn, both people in that couple should have an equal experience.
Yes.
And I kind of feel like, and you do a wonderful job on this, is you read the room. So you kind of be like, okay, you know, I either stepped away, had to have a bathroom break. You step in and you're still taking care of him while I'm gone. And then you're like, all right, once I have my feel that I know that he's been taken care of and she's back, we swap. And then we swap again, you know, with you have to leave. Or even if it's not a leave, it's just like, my pussy needs a break.
Yeah.
I'll be like, tag, you're in.
Yeah, it's like a tag. It's just a fluid thing.
Yes, it goes very fluidly.
Yes, you feel comfortable. But I also will say, you have to have a connection. You have to have that trust. Right. Don't just go, and couples, don't just pick a single female without having a conversation and knowing that you can trust her.
Right.
That she's not going to just try and go for the female or go for the male. Mm-hmm. You have to have that trust. And for the single females, you have to have trust in the couples, because there are also, sorry guys, I am going to single you out. There are some husbands where they want to get in the lifestyle, and their wife has kind of said, oh, I maybe might like females. I might like this. And I get messaged all the time from husbands saying, oh, me and my wife, we think you're so beautiful. We would love to play with you, you know. And then I start asking questions like, okay, well, have your wife reach out to me. Well, she's kind of shy. I'm hoping that you can talk her into this and make her feel comfortable. Ooh, no.
That's a no right there.
That's a boundary. That's a big hell no. If I have to make your partner feel comfortable with the situation, no.
It's not going to work that way.
No, that is a red flag. That is a red flag.
Yeah, I mean, and that goes for any aspect of this lifestyle. If you have to convince somebody
to be involved,
no.
Then that's just not going to happen. Like, you have to have a conversation with your partner, an honest conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And tell your partner what you want and, you know, what you would want to get out of the lifestyle, and then hear their side of it.
Right.
And if they say, right. Yeah, I don't think I could do that, that's it. End of story.
Exactly. End of story. Mm-hmm. And that's how it needs to be. It's if the male or female part say, I don't like this. And you have to constantly communicate, because, you know, the wife might think, I really want this. I really want this. And as it's happening, like,
Oh man, I can't see my husband put his dick in somebody else.
Right. And you just need to communicate. And I've had that happen before. Me personally, I like to play with more experienced couples that have been in the lifestyle. I don't like to be the first single female they play with.
Yeah.
I can understand that, just because there's a lot of unknown of how it's going to go. And as much as, I mean, there is rare instances, like we've had one where it was a couple swap first time meeting and it worked out beautifully.
Right.
That is very rare.
Right.
So you don't always want to be like, yeah, sure, let me try that. Like, no, like you would have to really read that connection with them to be like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I feel like this is actually going to go really well before doing that. Because otherwise you're like, no, you just don't have enough experience. I'm sorry. Like, you're a great couple, but I'm not comfortable with doing that.
And we've also kind of taken the approach of, we don't want to play with a unicorn if she hasn't been a unicorn for a while.
Yeah, but that's exactly how we are, because, you know, we want that experience of, they know what's okay, what's not okay, what's going to make everybody comfortable and make everything move fluidly.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than having an awkward threesome experience.
No.
Right. And you brought up a good point, Tink, about reading the room. It's important for everyone to kind of read how you're feeling, like the husband or the partner reading his wife, like, oh, she looks a little nervous. Okay, I need to give her some attention right now.
Exactly, yeah.
Or the unicorn being like, oh, the wife looks a little, I'm gonna back up and I'm gonna give her some attention. Mm-hmm. You really need to read the situation and not be selfish.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's a good point.
In your case, though, because you do play with experienced couples and you play with a lot of, like, good friends.
Yes.
You know, that you've
pretty
made
much
over the years.
Mostly friends.
You know, you can be selfish. Like,
she totally can. And she totally was.
Yeah. You've been totally selfish this weekend.
She was. Oh, my God.
I've been very selfish with my own orgasms. Yes. Yeah. But last night, I wasn't as much. But the first night,
we both were like, who's going to go the most?
Yeah,
like, you're gonna come. All right, now I'm gonna come. You're gonna come. I'm gonna come.
Yeah. I pretty much just was about me getting off multiple times. Mm-hmm. But we are good friends,
right.
And like, you know, you're always at work, but on his way home from work, we'll talk for like an hour, hour and a half on the phone, just bullshitting about whatever.
I mean, that is awesome.
And we all text her separately. You know, we text in a group text. It's very, very comfortable. We were chatting before we met at Pod Bash.
Yep.
Yes.
And then it was, we wanted to meet at Pod Bash. And it was like, yes, I would love. Yeah. Yes. I would love to play with you.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah. I mean, and for the audience that's listening, if they don't remember this story, you and I.
Yes.
We're not actually planning on physically playing.
No.
No.
It was just going to be Impact.
Yeah. Because of my weird thing with, you know, the whole
not being playing a second
with,
or
playing with other guys and stuff and then playing with you.
Yeah. So that just shows how good our connection is, you know, because I totally threw that out the window and was like, fuck it.
You're like, yeah, this is too good. I'm like, I have to.
Rock hard. And he was like, I want to fuck you. And he was like, is that okay? And I was like, yeah, that's okay. Put on a condom. Let's do this.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was like in that instance, you know, that's what really made our friendship special because I don't normally do that kind of thing. Like once my mind's kind of set on something, I'm like, that's it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but because we had such a good time, you know, you're such an amazing person, you know, even outside of sex stuff, like just as a friend.
Yeah.
You're an amazing person. And, you know, I love being around you. So in that instance, when, you know, I saw how good of a time you were having with Tink and, you know, like you just enjoyed everything that was happening. Even, you know, with me not being like sexual,
right?
Like you really connected with me and I was like, well, shit, you know, if there's that strong of a connection without anything sexual, my dick needs to go inside of her.
It needs to happen.
And then we realized that me and Tink are built very similar.
Yes.
And my spots are the same as hers, which is hilarious because he was like, hold on, I'm gonna try this. He goes, okay, how? He's like, this right here. And I was like, oh my god, like,
and then the feedback, he would look at me and be like, this is your exact same spot.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, you guys feel identical,
which was convenient for him
because you knew what to do and like what spots to hit.
It is awesome for me.
Like, I don't got a thing, I just gotta fuck.
No, he knows. He just knows. He's like, okay, I'm just gonna fuck you like my wife because you clearly like the same positions in the same spots.
That has to make it so much easier for you. And just like, you don't even gotta worry. Like, you're just like, I got this in the bag.
It takes all the pressure off.
Yeah.
Which is what you need. And I feel like every guy needs because there's no worrying of like, oh man,
it's she's literally not getting there. The best case scenario for a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, like you can't get any better than that when another partner is built just like your main partner.
Right.
That's awesome. You know, because if I play with somebody new, you know, of course I'm in my head like, oh man, you know, I hope I can figure her out in time.
Right.
You know,
so what are her spots? Right. How am I going to get, there's a lot of pressure for guys. I feel like
there definitely is.
Yeah.
You know, and especially like I play with a lot of size queens, you know, and like I'm big-ish, but I'm not big. You know? Big. So like that puts a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is unfortunate because it shouldn't be that way.
It shouldn't. But I mean, when you know that that's somebody's preference,
right?
Like you have to be like,
you have to get to that standard. Yeah. You have to just blow their socks off.
Right. Yeah. And it's very stressful. With
your skills. And then you're in your head.
Oh, the whole time.
But see, and then I think that comes back to knowing the people you're playing with, where you have that comfort level. So you're not in your head, because I really feel like it's important for the single female and for the couple to get to know the other play partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. As a single female, I'm not just going to like meet a couple and be like, let's go play. I want to get to know them. I want that cerebral connection.
Yeah.
I have to have that.
Right. And like, I had the same experience also at Pod Bash with the hot wife that I played with. Like we had chatted, you know, prior to, and then we got to hang out for a couple hours, you know, before we ever played. Right. And I really learned a lot about her and her husband, you know, and her husband has become like one of my best friends.
You know? I love that.
It's really cool.
Him and I talk literally every single day, all day long.
Which, and that's what I love about the lifestyle. This is what I love about it is you meet people and then they become your closest friends where you could just be yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not all about sex all the time.
Yeah. Like the husband and I, we're workaholics.
So you're both like conversing about what you did at work and like we're the bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, like we're both blue collar guys. He's really hot.
It is really hot.
Yeah. So we just snap back and forth about all the bullshit that we're dealing with at work, you know, fixing this, that broke. Oh, that's on fire. You know, like
that's on fire. Oh, dear. Like, that exploded.
That's what we talk about all day.
Yeah.
And then like maybe once a month, you know, he'll be like, oh, you know, my wife really can't wait to see you again. You know,
like he came up in conversation while we were fucking.
Yeah, like
she misses Pedro.
And I'm like, shit, I really want to see your wife again too.
Yeah.
But then the next day it's back to work stuff. That blew up, you know?
Yeah. But see, and I like that you can just have those regular conversations. They become your friends.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we've never met another unicorn like you that has been such a great friend. I mean, the unicorns that we've played with in the past,
they were the come and go kind. Yeah. They weren't the ones that, you know, right after play we kept in touch or anything. It was just like, great, we had a, you know, a okay time, or we enjoyed this,
right,
but we may not do this again.
Yeah. And like none of them have I ever thought about like, oh man, I really wish we could meet up with her again.
Right. And they didn't like reach out to meet up with us again either. It was like a, you happen to be there at this event, we'll do something.
Right. But like but with Amy, like as soon as Pod Bash was over, it was like,
we were still talking.
We have to see you again. Right. Soon.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We're like, we need to plan something.
Yeah. And I said, I was like, okay, I'm coming to Alabama. Let's figure out when I don't have kids, I'm coming to Alabama to see you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we,
and here we are.
We definitely appreciate that you've done that because I mean, for us, it's super hard to travel.
It is because we really only have that month and a half during the summertime to get everything possibly done.
Right.
And there's just not a whole lot of time with our work schedules. Right. And, so it leaves us to the weekend.
I mean, we're not like super wealthy or anything. So we try to plan, you know, like our vacations.
We're strategic.
Like a year in advance.
We do.
Yeah.
So it's hard for us just to be like, you know what? Let's go here for the weekend or let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we definitely appreciate, you know, that since you have the availability to do that, that you came here.
Yeah. So I do have one question. I know we had so many great points of the positive sides that it comes to being a unicorn. But what I want to hear is the negative side that you come across when it comes to people reaching out to you and how you handle it and go about it.
So there are times, and I've vented to Pedro about this, where I feel used. I feel like a cheap prostitute because I get messages from people that will say, hey, we've been looking for a unicorn. We love your style. We love your vibe, but they've never talked to me. They're just reaching out to me on social media or different websites. And so how does this work? If we fly you out here, you know, for the weekend, we'll put you up in a hotel and we'll pay for all your travel costs and everything to come and fuck us for the weekend. Like,
that kind of puts you in an awkward position.
That's like makes me feel so dirty and used. Like you are literally paying for a prostitute. Like, and it's hurtful. Like, wow, you really think this is what I would do? You think this is what I'm about? I'm not about that. I'm about connections. Like, right. I want to, like you said, I don't want to be a one and done. I'm friends even with the very first couple I ever played with back in 2017. I'm still friends with them.
Wow.
It's all almost every single couple I have played with, I've played with them because I have a connection with them.
Right. And they didn't see you as just an object.
No, they didn't see me as a piece of me. Oh, something that benefits them. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we have a connection. You seem fun. Like,
yeah, like I 100% would be perfectly okay if you would have came here this weekend and I didn't even get to see you naked.
Right. Like if we could have just like gone around and just like explored the area and just had like coffee dates and, you know, just hung out and spend time together, that would have been A-OK.
Yeah.
And that's the best part is when you meet couples like that, where you don't always have to do those things. You know, it's not always about that. It's about just having fun and hanging out with them. And mm-hmm. I don't like when couples reach out to me like I'm a piece of meat.
Yeah, like that expectation
yes.
of yeah. we're going to fuck.
Yes.
I mean, like, yeah, we're all in this.
But we know.
That, but, right.
I mean, you got to lead up to it. And you got to have some, like.
Right. Because, like, with what you were saying, with flying you out, putting you up in a hotel.
Yeah.
It's different if, you know, they're like, hey, we'd like to fly you out. Come have dinner.
Yes.
You know, get to know us.
Get to like, know us. Yes.
Like, there's a finesse to it. Like, right. you just labeling it, or not labeling it, but just coming out and being like, hey, we're going to put you up in this hotel. We're going to fly you out. You know, no expense paid. Like, you literally do feel like you're being escorted. And that's not what you're trying to do.
No, right. not at all.
But it's totally different if they don't even mention play.
No.
You know.
Right.
If they say, hey, we'd love for you to come out, come hang out with us, get to know us. You know, and then if you decide that you'd like to play, you know. And everyone's right. clicking. Awesome. If not, we just want to have a great weekend with you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And actually, so Adam and Elle, which you guys know mm-hmm. from Podbash, the first time they reached out to me on Instagram, and this is before I did content. This was just when I was a unicorn. They saw my lifestyle page. And they did it exactly correct. They said, you look like a lot of fun. We see you're coming out to Florida to this lifestyle event. We will be there. We would love to party with you and just get to know you. And, you know, and if there is a vibe, great. If not, let's just have fun and party. And that's me and Elle dance our asses off at Secrets, connected. I absolutely loved her. And then that's I was so like... Awesome. Yeah, I want to play with you.
Right. And like, that's the thing too. You know, that took the pressure off.
Yes.
And just allowed you to feel them out.
Yes.
And for them to do the same thing with you. To make sure that, you know, yeah, this actually is going to work. I'm really digging this girl. I'm right. really digging this couple. And this is going to be something I want to pursue. And right. we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, because there's yeah. nothing worse than that pressure of, you know, making play happen.
Correct. Right.
Like there's like an agenda of, okay, yes. we only have this amount of time and this is the person I picked. We only have like an hour, maybe an hour and a half to get it done.
Right. Yeah. There's that pressure and yeah. there was no pressure. And that just makes it better. Like it's our decision. We made the decision to, okay, we, the three of us get along really good. We're having fun. Let's go play.
And that's where I think a lot of newbies that are looking for unicorns need to understand that.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like you see it on the groups and stuff all the time when they're, you know, oh, we're looking for a female or we're looking for a third or, you know, like this or that. You know, we want to have a good time, you know.
Right.
To be honest, the good time is going to actually, I feel like, fall. I mean, technically, it's going to fall on everybody that's a part of it. But I feel like it kind of does fall on the couple, on how you approach that unicorn.
I feel like it's 90% couple,
yeah.
you know, as far as how a unicorn experience is going
to
go.
Right. It's get to know, like you said, say, put the play off the table. Just like, hey, I see you here on, I'm on FetLife. Mm-hmm. That's one of the sites I'm on. But most of the couples reach me on Facebook because I got off Cassidy because it was a little overwhelming, to be honest.
I bet it was.
FetLife is a little overwhelming, and that's more just for the impact. Right. But I have some wives reach out to me and just say, like, hey, I've seen you at a couple events. We would love to get to know you better, you know. How can we do that? How can we get to know you better? And then I tell them, well, I'm going to go to this event. You know, just meet me there and let's see if there is a connection. Mm-hmm. Like, don't just say, hey, we've been looking for a unicorn. You're really hot. I think you and my wife would have a lot of fun together. Okay, you're automatically talking about play.
Right.
Like, I could be a total crazy person. I'm not, but I could be. And you wouldn't know that because you're so focused on the play part.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it is every single time. There's mm-hmm. no getting to know you as the individual and any other things that you bring to the table. It's just, here, there's a really hot blonde. I really want her to be playing with us.
Yeah. And it kind of flies in the face of the conventional swinger outlook, you know, from like a decade ago, where the whole connection thing wasn't really that important. Thing.
Right. No, it was just about getting your rocks off.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, you know, we've transitioned as a lifestyle community into putting more emphasis on those connections.
Yes. Because it makes it so much better.
It does.
Think about a couple. When you are courting somebody, you're getting to know them. You're, you know, finding out if you have some similarities. You know, that person makes you laugh. It's getting to know that person when you're dating. Yeah. It's not just, I meet you, I fuck you, we're boyfriend and girlfriend type thing.
Right.
You're getting to know them before you marry them or get in a serious relationship with them. Same concept. Get to know me, get to know the single female before you get play on the table.
Yeah. And I mean, for me personally, if a unicorn was very aggressive about play, that would be a red flag for me.
Very, very red flag. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because then it shows you she's a one and done.
Right.
Yeah.
To me, that's, and I'm not knocking anyone for that. If that's what you like, great. It's just, that's not for me. So, and I feel like it's a much better experience if you do get to know them. I mean, I am literally friends with almost every single couple I've ever played with, except one because it was a bad experience. And that was my bad, but that's a whole nother thing. So you become friends with them and then you can play with them again. And
exactly.
It's just, I mean, I have friends that have met my kids in vanilla settings and it's just friends hanging out.
I mean, and that's how we like to do it too. I mean,
I met your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while we'll do the whole like random thing. Like that's like maybe once a year, maybe.
Right.
Everything else that we do in the lifestyle is with friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because that's where we're comfortable. That's where we have the best experiences.
Right.
You know, and we know that even if the physical experience may not have been the best that time, we don't hold it against them,
right?
You know, or they're not going to hold it against us because we're friends and we understand like shit happens.
Right.
You know,
and I do want to say, because I've had a couple tell me this before, that the reason why they just like the one and done is because they're afraid if they get to know them, feelings will get involved. So I want to say, like, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. You can't do that. If you are concerned and that's your thing, then you do that. You find a single female that also feels the same way, that just wants a one and done. Because I do see that where couples go to clubs, don't want to get to know the people, just like, hey, you're hot. Have you been tested? Okay, let's go have our fun. And that's fine. I'm not saying that's not a bad thing. That's just not for me.
Yeah, I mean, like for us, we're a feelings type of couple. I mean,
yeah, there's like that line that we ride of like, we will play with these people that we get connections with.
Right. It's just, you don't act on those feelings.
Right.
Like that's the
thing. Those feelings may kind of be there, but it's not something that they're acted on and they're not like constantly thought of. Like you're not like honing in on it. You're just like, I really, really like this person. I really connected with them. And like, this is, it feels like a relationship without all of the stuff that goes into a relationship.
Yeah. Cause I mean, like, I'll say this.
Parts.
And, you know, with all due respect to Scott and Holly, like, if you wanted another couple to be boyfriend and girlfriend with, we would be totally okay with that. But, I mean, we're not going to push it.
Right.
If it came up, we'd be like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, we would discuss
it. We can't do the whole, like, no feelings thing. You know, like, we may feel that way about you, but we're not going to press it.
No.
We're going to enjoy our friendship with you.
Right. Exactly. 100%. Right. That's how it would be.
Yeah. I mean, but that's how we are. And I know not everybody can operate on that level.
And not everybody understands that either.
Yeah.
It's a different way of being. And, you know, it could just be because we have that need for the connection and we have that poly mindset. And I don't want people to think, well, it's only because they're poly. No, it's because we're open to allowing feelings to occur, but we can control those feelings. We're not like letting them run wild and go rampant. And we're going, okay, like we understand what's going on and we're appreciative of it. And we love it.
Yeah. And we're not going to let it, you know, make a situation toxic.
No.
Right.
You know, like, we know you have Scott and Holly.
Yes.
And we totally support you in that.
We like, totally do.
We love that.
And we you want have it to that. Go very well.
But, you know, that's not going to stop how, like, we feel about you.
No. Right. It's like in the back burner where you're like, we know those feelings are there.
Yeah.
And if we need to, like, talk about those feelings at some point, they're there. We know we can.
Right. And when people get upset with people like us, you know, because we're in the swing world and we do get feelings for people and they're like, oh, you know, we can't play with them because they're going to get feelings and we're not going to take you man. We're not going to take your woman.
That's not how this is.
And it's different. So should we get on to the poly part?
Yeah. We totally can.
Yeah. Okay. So
segue.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I said, Holly, I love her. Like she is the first female I've actually like fallen for. Mm-hmm. And I was married and he's the father of my two children. And the love I have for Holly is so much stronger than what I had with him, which is crazy to me. Wow. And someone had asked me like, what would happen if they didn't want, you know, you to be their girlfriend anymore. And I was like, I literally started crying.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Like you don't even like, want to think about that. Yeah, because I don't like, even this think is of, your life.
I don't want to think about that. And we had a very, I told you guys about this, a big conversation in January when I went to go see them because, you know, I don't get to see them that often. The only time I get to see them is if I travel to Pennsylvania or out east to go see them because they don't travel. Scott's not really big on airplanes.
I totally understand, Scott.
So it's hard because he can't really drive to Idaho. I mean, he can, but that's going to take
that's a long drive.
That's a long drive where I don't mind flying. I fly all the time. So they just are used to me flying to them. But to me, I was like, well, wait a second. I feel like this is starting to become one-sided and I don't like feeling this way. So like any relationship, we talked about it in person. And I told them what I needed out of the relationship. And that's part of, I feel like, being poly. You need to constantly communicate.
Absolutely.
Are you all getting what you need out of this relationship?
And if you're not, you have to be comfortable enough to actually sit down and have that hard conversation with them.
Yes.
To be like, hey, I've noticed this is what's going on lately. I'm not sure if you're aware, but this is how I'm feeling. And we need to kind of come up with something to rectify this.
Right. And I even told Pedro beforehand, I was like, I'm about to have a really hard conversation and I'm really nervous about this. And I don't know how this is going to go. And I told him, I was like, so if this doesn't go well, I might be single. And I'm really nervous about that. And I really hope that's not what happens. And it isn't, you know, he's going to get on a plane.
That's awesome.
Which is huge for him to fly out to Idaho, middle of nowhere, to come see me and be at my house. And
yes. And when you told me that, you know, I told you that if they really valued your relationship, that they would do what was necessary.
Yeah.
And they're definitely
proving that.
And they're right. But it's, you have to have those uncomfortable conversations sometimes, because for me, I was like, what if they don't really love me as much as I love them? Like maybe it really is more just me, because I'm the one that always comes out to them, like without a doubt. Like I tell them, I miss you. I need to see you. Like, when can I come out there? When can I come fly out to see you? And it's always me that's, you know, making that initiative. So I was like, oh my God, what if they really, even though they tell me they love me, don't really love me the same way?
I feel like what it probably came down to was it became a routine of you coming out.
Yes.
And everybody was always good. So like they saw you, they were happy, they missed you too. So it wasn't like in the mindset of, hey, wait a minute, she's flown out here like 10 times and we have yet to go see her. You know, because it was just, that was the thing. You made that initiative of, hey, I need to see you guys. I really, really miss you.
Right.
Let me go get on a plane. And they're like, yeah, we're going to come get you. Like, it didn't click that we should probably go see her too.
Right. Yeah, it's exactly. And I think that's where it was. And my girlfriend right away was like, I mean, because they've got a lot going on right now. They're buying a house. They have a lot of stuff. But she was like, okay, this summer it's going to be Plus better weather. I mean, yes, no one wants to come to Idaho right now when we have like three seasons in one day and it's like 20 degrees. So summertime, it's beautiful. So they're going to come out and, but sometimes you have to have those hard conversations.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's important. Yeah. And it's important to talk about your feelings. And you brought up about having feelings for people. And I think that's a normal thing to have. You just,
there's a reason we have feelings.
Like, right. Don't ignore them. Don't hold them back. You talk about them though. And there's a difference in like having those feelings for the couple you're playing with and trying to take them away or ruin what they have.
Right.
And that's where I think it gets messy. And that's where I think people are afraid of that.
Right. Because the thing is it's an added bonus to your relationship. It's not taking away from your relationship. No. It's not making the relationship that was previously there, you know, 100 times better. It's just adding what you're missing because you don't get that on just two people.
Well, my take on the whole people trying to steal others away when they do catch feelings, in my opinion, those are people that are not truly polyamorous and they don't understand polyamory.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Because like you're supposed to have compersion for your other partners.
Yeah.
Like if they're happy, you should be happy.
Right.
And you know, like in our case, I'm super happy that Scott and Holly make you happy.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not going to try to interfere with that.
Right.
For my own benefit.
Right.
Like I'm going to do.
Just like if you're taken care of and you're happy, he's like, I'm happy for you.
Right. And that's what polyamory is, you know, and so many people get it mixed up, you know, just because you have feelings for somebody.
Right.
And they have other partners or you have other partners doesn't mean you're polyamorous.
No. Right. Well, and it's so Holly has a boyfriend. And what's funny is I told you he texted me while I was here. Mm-hmm.
You even communicate with him too.
I even communicate with him. It's like,
you got a quad going on, sort of, kind of.
And I've played with him, but I've never played with him without Holly. It's always been, and Scott doesn't play with him. Mm-hmm. It's just me and Holly will play with him when I'm there. And he texts me every once in a while. And would Holly care if I played with him? No, she's already told me, like, hey, if he ever comes out to Idaho, she was like, I would be happy and be like, yeah, go have fun with my boyfriend.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and that's how it should be.
Right, because there's no like, oh, I don't want you to be doing that, or I'm going to get all up in my feels because you're playing with my boyfriend. Right. She's like, you go take care of him, boo. I will be so happy for you to do that for
me. Send me pictures.
Yeah, right? Like, I want to see videos.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't be jealous of your partner's partners. Like,
no.
I mean, no. It would be, like, super shitty if, you know, like, say you're here with us right now, and when you go and hang out with Scott and Holly, if we were like, oh, I can't believe she's doing it. Well, no fucking shit, she's doing it.
Exactly. Well, and I've been sending them pictures and little video clips, and they're both like, that's so hot. Like,
that is so awesome.
You're living your best life. You're having so much fun. And, you know, they support, they know everything. They know everything I do. Mm-hmm. There's even when I try and find local play partners, which is a shit show in Idaho, I tell them about it. Like, I'm very upfront, like, hey, I'm looking for another play partner. But like when I go to see them, we all get tested. We get tested right like days before we see each other. I do talent testing, so it only takes 24 hours.
Right. I mean, we're all content creators. So,
we're constantly being tested.
We're constantly tested. I get tested every 2 weeks, legit, every 2 weeks. So she knows, and she does that. We all get tested before we see each other. She knows I'm being careful, that I'm only playing with people who are getting tested and still using condoms. That's the thing I think is funny is when people say, oh, well, I just use condoms. Well, what? She doesn't suck your dick?
Right.
Like, you need to make sure that is clean, too.
Even wearing a condom, that's only 70% effective against certain STIs.
Right.
And the thing is, too, a lot of people don't even think about, you know, doing the oral swabs because you can have gonorrhea in your throat and
chlamydia.
Not know it.
Yeah.
And chlamydia.
And not have any symptoms of it.
Yep. Right. You can just be a carrier.
Right. Exactly.
So it's, you know, we do that. We get tested. And the guys that I play with, I make them use a condom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but we're very open with each other. And they, you know, support my sluttiness and I support their sluttiness.
Right. I mean, if you're going to be in a relationship with a content creator, you have to support their sluttiness. Yes. I mean, like you can't.
Well, because I mean, that's part of their livelihood and even their side hobby, if it's something that they enjoy. So why take it away from them? Like, I mean, you'd want to encourage it.
Right. Even if it is just for fun, you know, I mean, like I do it just for fun. I don't really make a lot of money. So I'm a content hoe for.
I'm a content hoe.
For fun.
I'm a content hoe.
We're the content hoes.
We're the content hoes. And see, and I do both. I do content and then like. We played without recording. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I feel like I play with almost everyone without recording, you know, because it's more fun.
It well, is. Because you're not thinking.
About, it's not all about the money.
No. Like,
the money part is a nice bonus.
Right. It's more of the experience that you get from it. And each time that you play, you're doing something different. And even if you're not, it's just the fun of it that it has so much excitement that, you know, you're just lost in whatever ends up occurring each time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's kind of my favorite part about it. And as far as like polyamory goes, I think that you guys are doing wonderful with it. I mean, like, I know you had that little speed bump.
But you're going to have that.
You're going to have that.
But you're going to have that. You're going to work through it. And, you know, I hope that you guys all continue to have a wonderful relationship.
Yes.
Thank you.
I hope it lasts a very long time.
Thank you.
You know, and we're looking forward to meeting Scott and Holly as well.
Yes.
We will be in Pennsylvania during the summertime.
Yep. Yes. And here's the funny thing is I know they're going to Pennsylvania. I was like, I would love for you to meet Scott and Holly. I know they think you're very attractive and
thank you.
They want to play. Scott probably won't play with you, but this is what I kind of take as a compliment. He's like, I've got my hot wife. I've got my hot girlfriend.
He's good.
He's like, I don't really need anyone else. And he doesn't play with anyone else.
So then there's no pressure there either. Yeah, so like you can just not worry being like, okay, I may have this expectation of I'm going to have to play with all these people that are interested. And if I click with them, then, you know, we're going to have to try to make all this work on a very short time frame.
Yeah.
But I don't have to worry. And if something does happen, then great. And if not, no big hard feelings either.
Right. And that's kind of where... Like, he said you're very, very hot, but he also never puts pressure on anything. He's just kind of like, like, if it happens, it happens.
And I love that. That, like, totally takes the anxiety out for me.
Yeah. Yeah, now, I mean, especially because you are very picky with men. So,
I am very picky.
You know, like, that's always a big downfall for us when it comes to couples, you know, because...
He may be attracted to the female, and I'm like, I don't know when it comes to the male.
Right. Yeah. So that's why we do a lot of separate stuff.
Even if the male is attractive, like model attractive, if I get a vibe I'm not feeling, it doesn't matter what you look like. I'm just not feeling you.
I get that. And what I love is that we talk about people like I might not have gotten just off of a conversation with somebody like, I don't know. And she'll say, no, this guy is so amazing. You should definitely play with him. He was a lot of fun. And I'm like, okay, my girlfriend said he's a lot of fun. I need to talk to him again. I need to give him another chance and just see. And almost every time, then I'm like, oh yeah, there's...
Like you got something there now.
Yes.
And sometimes that happens too. When you first meet them, it's just not there. But then later you're like, okay. Because like I have one where like we didn't really get to talk in person, so that doesn't help me any.
Right.
So when we did meet in person, talk very briefly, and then continued conversation later, I'm like, all right, I can definitely see next time that we meet, we're gonna be fucking playing.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm the same way with women, which I know is weird for a guy. Like, if I get a vibe, I don't care how hot you are.
Right.
You know, it's just not gonna do it for me.
Yeah.
So, and... Like, that's why some people are like, oh, really? You've played with her? You know, because she may not be the quintessential, you know, hot chick that everyone chases after. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, fuck yeah, I did. Like, it was amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Because for me, it's all about the connection and the vibe.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've had some of the best experiences with people that kind of get looked over in the lifestyle.
The same.
Yeah.
It's people me ask too. Me what my type is, and I'm like, are you a good person?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, I mean, like, I do have my types, but I also have that one that I love to go after, and that is, like, the guys that are more shy, the ones that aren't super confident in themselves, and they would just love a chance to hang out with me and potentially play with me, but no pressure on that.
Yeah.
When you give me no pressure, or no, you're going to give me pleasure. You're just not going to give me the pressure. that's where I'm like, yes, I want to play with them. And a lot of people will be like, she's going to play with them. I didn't see that happening. I'm like, right. I didn't either, but he did something right. Here we are.
Yeah. I mean, because everyone expects you to play with, like, you know, the super hot, you know, fit guys. And, yeah.
And I'm like,
Yeah. I mean, like, that's not really your thing.
It's not.
Yeah. You know, like, you like those.
Like, I like the goofy, shy guys. If they're, you know, blue collar, have a little bit of a belly. Hell, if you got a beer belly, I'm still about it. Yeah. If you got them shoulders and arms, I'm sold.
Yeah. For me, it's, I do like facial hair.
Oh, yeah.
I do like facial hair. Yes. Guys, I love to, and this goes to my greedy side. I want to rub my, I did this to you. I want to rub my clit up on your facial hair until I get off.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do every time.
Every time.
I think that would probably be, but my play partner in California did not have facial hair. So, yeah.
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 I mean, she likes the facial hair too. Although
it's a look. I like it. Yeah.
You know, when you played with Adam, he did not have facial hair.
Nope, he didn't.
But I mean, he hit all the other boxes.
Right, exactly. And you don't have to hit all of the boxes. You just have to have the ones that I need. And if you don't have the facial hair, it's not like a deal breaker.
No. Right.
You know, like if everything else checked off, we are good to go.
And I played with the same Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And same thing, like, we were chatting beforehand, just in a group message for Podbash. I met him and I instantly, I mean, the guy makes me laugh like no one else.
Oh, yeah. His humor is fucking amazing.
Oh, my God. I love his humor. He's the nicest guy, makes me laugh every time. And I instantly was like, yeah, I want to play with you. And this wasn't for content. This was just because he's an awesome person.
Yeah.
And he's a lot of fun to play with.
He's a lot of fun. And I was like, I would really love to have your wife there and to do a scene. And I say a scene, but there was no cameras. It's just we had a
scene for yourselves.
The scene for ourselves of what we wanted to do. And it was like a highlight of my lifestyle journey.
That is awesome.
Like a top, I told him it was like a top three moment.
Yeah.
In the 6.5 years I've been in the lifestyle.
Right. With somebody that you would never really expect yourself to play with.
Right. And it was a top three moment.
Yep. So that's what I try and tell new people too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can have preferences, but don't pigeonhole yourself into looking for a certain type of person.
No. Because you will be missing out on some amazing people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we've met so many great people that, you know, oftentimes, like I said, get overlooked.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to play and stuff like that, because they're not built, you know, magazine perfect.
Right.
You know, and if you're going to be that shallow, like, I don't really want to share a space with you.
Right.
Like, and that's why I love Brian and Brenna's events, because they bring together
everybody from all different aspects. Yeah,
like a huge diverse variety group of people.
And everyone treats each other like family.
Yes.
It really is like a giant family. And I cannot say that enough, that you go to events and it's very clicky.
Yes.
It is not clicky at all. The first time I went to their event, I only knew Adam and Elle. Mm-hmm. But I instantly left making so many lifelong friends.
Yeah, right?
We had the same experience.
Like, exactly. Yeah.
Like, we didn't know anyone, really.
Yeah.
Except for Brian and Brenna.
Right.
And now, I mean, there's at least 20 people in my messages, you know, from Podbash that I talk to at least on a weekly basis.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I had known Brian and Brenna too, but they're so busy because it's their event.
They're not really there.
Like, I can like say, hey, hang with me. Right. Like, introduce me to everybody.
Come say hi and check in, make sure you're okay. Yeah. But they, you know, have other things that they got to get to.
Yeah. No, for sure. Well, I think that was a good poly segment.
Yes. You know. Do the BDSM.
Yeah.
Yes. So we love Impact Play. Me and you both share that.
Yes.
And of course, going to swinger events, we do see a lot of the BDSM and kink lifestyle do a crossover into the swing lifestyle because it is an open space.
Yes.
Everybody is able to express themselves and be able to just be them.
And be their true self.
Exactly. You can be your true authentic self in the swinger lifestyle. And so you are going to see a lot of the BDSM people be at those types of events. And you've had an experience where there was kind of pushback on the line of the swinger lifestyle and the BDSM lifestyle.
Yes. So I went to an event last weekend, and this is a local event in Idaho, and they do three different events. They label them Pain and Pleasure, BDSM, Pineapple Nights, so Swinger Nights, and then Debauchery, which is a little mix for both of them.
I love that name.
Yeah. And I go to all three. I try to go to as many as possible because I love BDSM. I love impact play. Mm-hmm. I really love getting my ass spanked.
You know.
I have marks to prove it right now.
She's like rocking a little bit. She's like, I kind of feel it.
I could kind of feel it. So I went to this pineapple night and... a local play partner that I have that we do impact together. He is my local top. Him and his wife are not swingers at all. They don't play with anyone else. In fact, I'm the only girl that he's actually done anything sexual with besides his wife. And she okayed it because she got to know me and felt, which is a huge compliment to me, felt that trust. So we go there and... I had text them both beforehand, like, hey, what are you comfortable with tonight? Mm-hmm. You know, do you want to do a little bit of play? Do you want to do, cause he made me an amazing flogger. And I was like, do you want to use the flogger on me? So we had talked about doing a little flogging. And so they had massage tables out for, you know, to do like sensual massages. Mm-hmm. And I'm laying naked on the massage table. And well, first he starts having me face up and he starts flogging my boobs. And I really don't normally like my boobs flogged or smacked, but.
Well, in the past you didn't.
Yeah.
Right. In the past.
Right. I know. So this is a new thing for me. It's amazing. And this is what I have to say. Like, try things and then maybe come back to it because I used to not like my tits flogged and all of a sudden now, I mean, I literally still
have
marks.
You have some bruises right there.
I have some bruises from last weekend where he flogged and used a riding crop on my chest and I fucking loved it. And then I was like, okay, I want you to do my ass now because I love my ass being flogged. And he starts doing it and... some gentleman that was there got offended that we were doing impact play at a quote unquote pineapple night, which is, should just be for swingers and sensual and sexual. And we were ruining the vibe at this event and went to the owner to complain about it. So, and this is the, because there's two owners, there's the husband and the wife. So she tells one of the security to basically come up to us to tell us to stop. Now, my impact partner had already asked permission to do this out of respect, because it is a pineapple night, from the husband, the owner. And he said, yeah, that's fine. I'm totally fine with that. So they tell us we need to stop. And he's like, well, wait a second. I already asked Joe, I can use his name because he says it. Joe, and he said, this is fine. And so then we're looking at each other. We're like, maybe we should just stop because we don't want to cause an issue. We don't want the husband and wife to fight because she's saying, don't do it.
Right.
She's saying, go ahead and do it. And I'm like,
let's not have any conflict here. Like, we'll just stop.
We'll just stop. So we stopped the impact play. That guy made a huge scene to them and basically complained like they should not allow that there at a pineapple night. They need to be more swinger friendly, that they on a swinger night. And I'm like, I don't know how you think that we need to be in this one bubble. Like, we have to be a certain way to be a swinger. Fuck no.
Right. Like, that's the whole point of the swinging lifestyle is that you embrace every aspect of that, and you're not, you know, bashing somebody because no. that's something that they enjoy, that maybe in regular play settings they don't get that, but in the swinging they can, because there is that crossover that allows people to be able to explore into their kink fetishes.
Right. And I will say, and you guys can witness this, I don't make a lot of like noises.
You're not
very
vocal. You're not like me.
So it's not like I'm going to ruin a sexy vibe. No. I'm quiet.
Very. Like, she will take whatever she's given and just
be
like,
I might do a
yeah.
Like that. But that can come across as a sexual sound too.
It totally does sound like that.
So I can understand if it's people were fucking and they hear me going, ow, ow, like doing things like right. that. That I could see maybe might ruin their vibe, mm-hmm. but that's not what I was doing. And it pissed me off. So I kind of went off in our local chat and basically told that guy to fuck off, because how dare he put us in one little group and say swingers are not to do impact play.
Yeah.
You know, swingers only play with each other and, you know, it's all about sex.
Yeah, like, I think the thing that irritates me about that story, you know, is the fact that you were in, like, a separate area.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's not like you were
in the middle playroom. Of the whole thing.
No, we were not in the playroom.
You know, like, you were mm-hmm. away from most of the people.
Correct.
Away from the play. Mm-hmm. You got permission from the owner.
Correct.
You know, and this guy still had the balls to be a fucking Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, all he had to do was just move himself to an area where he didn't see it or hear it.
Right.
It's not like that wasn't possible.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, like, we've experienced this a little bit over the years too, where people don't feel like BDSM stuff should be incorporated with swinging. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, like, then how much further are you going to segregate the swing lifestyle? Like, is it only going to be where if you go to an event, you have to full swap couple for couple?
Right.
You know, no singles, right. no this or no that. Right. Like, there's you can no only rules. Do this.
There's no rules, and there shouldn't be. It's just have fun.
Exactly.
You know, do what feels good to you. I mean, be respectful. But if you're being respectful and you're not in the playroom while people are fucking and then all of a sudden flogging and maybe a flogger hits somebody,
right.
that
right.
is not called for. But it's like, if you don't like something, just like in real world, if you see someone post something, you don't like it, keep fucking scrolling.
Exactly. Yes, just move on.
I told you, I've gone to the Pain and Pleasure nights, and there is a couple there, and their dynamic is, and the house rules at this club is, red means stop. Mayday means someone needs to jump into the scene and help them. Mm-hmm. So their dynamic is he pushes her. She'll literally be screaming, stop. And he's making her butt bleed because he's beating the crap out of her. But she's not saying red and she's not saying mayday. So they don't stop right. the scene. I can't watch that. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with what they do.
That's what they like.
I personally can't do it, so I don't watch.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, like, they're into the consensual non-consent type thing.
Yeah, I just don't watch because that's not my thing.
And you're not going to really see that at a swinger event.
No.
Like,
no.
No.
Most BDSM people, if they are at a swing event,
they like the sensual side.
They're going to either be sensual or right. they're going to limit it to, you know, like mild impact.
Like flogger. Like he,
yes. yeah.
I could take a flogger like nobody's business. Like yeah. it doesn't.
You just completely enjoy it. You're not going to get really, pushed over that limit. Yeah. I can't take no more of it.
Yeah. Like he, even when you spank me, you're like, you're not making sounds. I was like, because it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
And he's like, really? And he's like, well, then let me get the paddle.
Let me make it hurt.
That's a fucker right there.
Yeah, I mean, and like last night, you know, when we did the impact scene,
yeah,
it was a very borderline thing for me, you know, because you did take a gummy. Yeah. And, you know, like, I take consent very seriously.
Yeah.
So, like, I know you were there mentally.
I was totally there.
But
you did at one point, you know, say to stop yes. because they're, you know, and it sounded exactly like I hit my threshold. I cannot go any further.
But then 5 minutes later,
you're like, wait a minute.
5 minutes later, I'm like, can you use the paddle again on me? The one I just said, fucker, stop.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I didn't really go, you know, to a level that I think we both wanted to go to.
Right. Yeah,
just I don't because think so. I didn't want to cross
yes.
that threshold.
Right.
And with you, you know,
being having a gummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want that to be an issue, and I didn't want you to be upset with me later on.
No, and that's and that just shows the trust and respect we have with each other. Mm-hmm. He, you know, read the room, was like, she's really high right now. Everything is feeling good to her. She might not know her limits mm-hmm. 100% right now because she is high. So even though she's telling me to keep going, I'm going to kind of stop because I would tell him to stop and then I would say, okay, I want it again. And yeah. then he would start doing it lightly. I was like, no, go harder, go harder. And then he's like, I don't think you want me to go harder. You told me to stop. I'm like, no, go harder. And I kept, I'm like, you could keep flogging me. And he's just like, okay, I think that you were just
she was just being greedy.
I was being greedy last night. It was.
Yeah. And I mean, like the space that we had was not conducive to a major impact scene. No.
Right. And this is where you're also, you're going to see a lot more of the BDSM type scenes at swinger events because there is that space that allows it to right. happen.
Yeah. Because
right.
a lot of people take space.
Right. Yes, you literally does. Need a huge open room and not everybody has a home that's going to have that availability.
Right.
You either got low ceilings, you got walls, or here's a thing, you decorate your home, right? You don't have the space to be like, let me swing, because guess what? You got a table right next to you with a lamp on it. You're yeah. not going right. to be able to use the flogger the way you'd like to.
Yeah, I mean, like when I was flogging, it was literally just wrist.
Yeah, yeah. The whole video is a wrist, a wrist, yeah, a wrist,
a wrist. He didn't have the space because we were in their room. Yeah. And there was a dresser and there was a ring light.
For and a TV.
Like, and a huge TV on the
yeah.
dresser.
Yeah, there was just all sorts of stuff. But it's. I wanted to talk about this because I feel like it shouldn't be so black and white.
No, it's not.
It's black, yeah. gray, and white.
Yeah, and it's and it goes into, like, you know, I don't want to just say I'm just a unicorn. I am a little bit, I'm a poly, I am a unicorn, mm-hmm. but I also have a couple that I'm poly with. So then people say, are you really a unicorn then? And I'm like, well, I play as a unicorn right. because... Well, we are not monogamous.
Right.
That's the same thing with people who claim that a partnered woman cannot be a unicorn, which I fucking can't stand when people don't understand what a term is. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you're partnered or single. If you play by yourself as a woman with a couple and you play with the woman and the man, you're a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period. And stop.
Which is no where the confusion is for me, because people were like, oh, you're a unicorn because, like, you'll play. I'm like, I may play with your woman. I may not want to play with you. That does not make me a unicorn.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, now, if you found a couple that you liked both of them
right.
and wanted to play separately, you could be a unicorn for the night.
Right.
But that's not
it's your not the thing that I do.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I mean, that probably be a one in a maybe hundredth time that it could potentially happen right. for me, because it's not something I seek.
Right. So.
Right. And in BDSM, it's like, I'm still experiencing things that I like. I mean, shoot, I used to not like flogging on the boobs. And last night you flogged my boobs and I was totally feeling it. And we watched back a video of him, and you could just see it in my face. My head is tilted back, and you could just see it in my face. I'm like, yes.
You're in, like, total bliss.
I was in this euphoric state, and I'm like, don't stop. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of like, okay, is this because of the gummy, or is she really right. enjoying this? But I think it's something I'm now enjoying. Fire play. I experienced fire play for the first time in Idaho, out of all places.
You're like, really?
Idaho really has shocked me when it comes to BDSM, because they really do like their BDSM. Mm-hmm. And I never thought being put on fire,
put on fire
would turn me on, but I fucking love it. I do.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing. I had never been flogged or spanked on my feet, and you did that last night. Mm. And he says, oh, you never have. He's like, it really hurts. I was like, well, I kind of want to try it.
Right. I kind of want to try it.
I was like, I've never tried it. I kind of want to try it and see if I like it.
And what did you think of it?
yeah.
So I'm like hit or miss with it. And I think what I kind of liked was it kind of gave me that, like, when your feet are numb and they start waking up from the numbness and they're tingling.
Well, it's one
and
of
it was kind
of
hot at the same time. Like, my foot literally felt hot. So I was really enjoying that kind of weird sensation on my foot.
Yeah. Like, for me, it's one of those things for people like Amy that are like, oh, that didn't hurt. Okay, well, let me do this then.
I know, and he was the one, like the red, okay, the red one. I called that the fucking asshole.
Yeah, as you chucked it across the room.
I did. I chucked it. I was like, that thing. And what's funny is we were recording, and I was so sure it hit the side of my hip.
It was the side of her ass.
It was the side of my ass, but it left a good mark. And that's the mark that's there is from that red fucker.
Uh-huh. The red fucker. That's what she called it.
Yeah, I did. I called it. I was like, no. And I was.
You were adamant that, I hit your leg.
I was so adamant.
You hit my leg.
You hit my leg. I don't like my leg hit.
You could probably stand up and you could show where it actually hit you because we can see the bruise.
Yeah.
It is.
Right there.
Yep.
Yep.
That's it. See, that's not my hip. I was so sure it hit right here. But it was
on your ass.
Right there.
Yep. And in the position that she was in, she was on all fours. Mm-hmm. So her ass was wider, you know.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So it made you feel like it was on the leg because of where your butt was positioned.
Yes.
But it was not.
And I was also on a gummy.
Yeah. So I know you kept telling me that I was like moving over and I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Like you both kept, because I wanted you towards the camera and you both, your asses just started moving like a fucking hand on a clock. I was like, fuck.
I had no idea. I'm so glad you were paying attention to that because my butt was touching hers.
That's because I was the only sober one.
He was the I know. He was the only sober one. And here we are, and I'm fucking greediest. Like, like he would stop, and then I'd start masturbating. He's like, what the fuck? Like, how many orgasms are you going to have? And I'm like, because it's just awesome. I'm just going to keep going until I tire out.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely going to need to do this again.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think the next time that we get together, which I believe is going to be in September, we will have the space. We will actually have a room that is set up very much like a BDSM type room. There's going to be more space in there. Mm-hmm. We'll have a brick wall, very lovely couch. I can't wait to make content on that couch. But we will also have, I believe there's a swing in that room. I'm not sure.
I think there's a spanking bench.
A spanking bench. Okay.
Yeah. There's also the dungeon, though, that we can go to.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got a lot of options, and we're going to have way more room. So we're going to be able to get those marks that me and her both enjoy getting.
Yes.
She enjoys the way of she gets those bruises.
Yes.
I
just enjoy the bruises afterwards.
I will say, though, the next time that we do an impact scene, I want you both
sober. Yeah.
Yes,
I get
we will
that.
Be completely sober.
I get that. Yes.
Because then that way I know.
For a fact, like, okay, I hit their threshold for sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and I know you were really looking forward to, like, really getting your ass beat this weekend.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to do it, but I wasn't going to be like, no, don't take a gummy.
Right. You know.
Because I know, like, you enjoy it.
And, oh, I really enjoy it.
And it makes the sex really good for you.
Oh, my God. It makes the sex amazing.
So, it was like we had to make a little bit of a give and take kind of thing. Like, okay, you know, this gummy makes a lot of other things really fucking hot. Yeah. So, we're going to just go with it.
Yeah. And I enjoyed the impact session, and I really enjoy how Pedro knows those boundaries and respects them. And when I told him, okay, stop, he let go and just dropped, what he was using.
Yep.
And that's how it should be. You need to trust the person you're with fully.
Right. And like he said, he knew we were both on gummies.
Yes.
So he was already very much heightened on his awareness of how we were reacting to what he was doing to us to know, okay, this is Amy's threshold point. This is Tink's threshold point. Or now they definitely can go a little bit more. Even though that response was a little high, it was still we can keep going. I haven't met that point yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
The next time.
You did great, though. You did good.
When everyone is sober, it'll be a much different approach. And hopefully we can do it towards the end of Pod Bash, you know, so that way, because I know you're going to have collabs and stuff set up. So
that way the bruising can occur later for the flight home.
Yes. Yeah. So when I go home and sit on the plane, I'm like, ooh, that was Pedro.
Yeah,
that was Pedro.
That's my goal. Because that's what
I rock back and forth.
That's what I wanted for you for today. But unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be
So just so you guys know, I do have a few marks.
Yeah, but
I do have a mark.
Not what I wanted to leave.
I know.
Like, I wanted your ass black and blue.
Yeah.
Like,
and it actually, if you've seen my ass, it does get black and blue, but it takes a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't bruise. Surprisingly, I don't bruise easily.
Yeah.
You would think I do, but I don't.
Next time, for sure.
Next time. He's like, I'm going to whip your ass.
Yeah. Because now this is twice in a row that, like, I've barely left marks.
You haven't been able to be super hard.
And I think it drives you nuts that you flog me really hard and I don't make a sound. And he's like,
well, it's because I can't go any harder than what I'm already doing.
Right.
Given the circumstance. So right.
Exactly.
I'm like,
But the paddle, he was like, oh yeah, that didn't make you make a noise. I can make you make a noise.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I was only going like an eighth, you know, power on the paddle.
Yeah, definitely. Cause like,
that paddle is hard.
Yeah.
It was.
I mean,
it's wood.
I've paddled her at Pandora's.
Oh yeah.
Like almost baseball swing.
That was my my 62 Spanx.
No. This is 2 years ago.
Oh.
In the old playroom.
On the old playroom. Sorry, I thought we were talking about the most recent one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. So. That was where I needed ice packs. Like right after we were done because I had welted like knots in my ass cheeks. Yeah, she had
knots.
Oh.
Yeah, they were like the size of quarters all across my
ass. That's how you know it's going to be good. Yeah. I've had that happen where it's already hardened.
And like when you walk.
You're like, oh, this is going to be pretty.
And then when I walk, my ass jiggles.
For this weekend. But
I know.
We're going to get that to happen in September. Yeah. We're going to have matching ones, I think.
Like that's my
goal. Because I totally feed off of you. And I'll be like,
does.
I got this.
Because she hears and she's like, that sounded really loud and she didn't make a fucking sound.
No.
So I need to like not make a sound also. And so, yeah, so she was really trying. She'd be like, like holding it in as much as she can. It was hot.
Well, speaking of hot, you girls did some toy reviews.
We did.
Oh, we did, yes.
That are going to be up on the podcast Fansly page.
Yes. Yes.
And you also did a come off.
I thought I was going to win that one.
I really thought you were too.
Yeah.
It was surprising. Yeah. I mean, it was fast.
It was fast.
The rose. It just does it.
Rose did it.
You know, if our listeners want to see all that stuff, you can go to
the podcast
Fansly.
She squirted.
Yes, that wet blanket came in handy.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was like a puddle when I got up. Like, you could see it had puddled on the waterproof blanket. Yes. And, like, you could pat it. It was like, splish, splish, splish.
Yeah. It was very hot.
Why don't you tell us, Amy, where people can find you and all the content that we've made here this weekend and the future content that you plan on making?
So, the best way to find me is caunicorngirl.com. So the CA Unicorn Girl is for California Unicorn. People think my name is Conicorn Girl or Cauliflower Girl. It's not. It's CA for California Unicorn Girl. So caunicorngirl.com. That will take you to all my links.
All your links.
That's perfect.
Socials and my naughty ones.
Yes.
And that's what we want.
And the naughty ones are very hot.
Yes, they are.
As well as your ex. You know, your Twitter.
Yeah, I'm starting to calm down on the X though because I think I was showing too much.
Oh.
So you got to go to her page to see all the good stuff.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth it.
It really is. It's really hot content.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to experience it all weekend long.
And, you totally have.
You know,
me being greedy.
Yeah. Like,
it's fun to watch her being greedy.
I'm okay with her being greedy sometimes, but I mean, my dick is sore.
Like, that's okay. My pussy is sore as well. And I'm sure hers is a little tender right now, too.
Mine's actually not sore, which is weird.
That's awesome.
That's because this time we didn't do a marathon session.
That's true.
The marathons were with her.
That's true.
That's why my pussy's sore.
Yeah, the first night, the marathon was with you. Last night, we were going back and forth.
We did, yeah.
And the first one I took. I was selfish and I took it from him.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm fucking you first. I'm like, I was sucking his cock and I was like, I'm just hopping on pop right here. Yeah.
It was worth it.
But we have, just so everyone knows, we have that kind of relationship. Tink doesn't mind that I just hop on her husband.
No. Not at all.
Nope. She's like, my pussy's sore. You go ahead. You take this one.
Like, I need a quick little break here. Just give me a breather. Need to lube up a little bit more. Drink some water, because we know how important water is.
Yes.
And then we'll switch it back up when your pussy's like, okay, I'm good for the next 10 minutes. You can go.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I do love about, you know, our friendship, is that there is no, you know, jealousy. There's no trust issues. You know, like, it wouldn't matter if we were here alone. Mm-hmm. We could do whatever we wanted and just text her and be like, hey, we're fucking.
Yeah.
You know, and she's going to be like, I hope you get a big nut. You know,
right. I'm like, I hope you guys have fun. Please savor that load.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, I would like to have some later. Yeah. So, like, hope you guys can recoup and then I can join.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, that's
or the like, best part. I'll meet up with you guys later, or, you know.
Yeah. So
we'll figure it out.
We definitely are looking forward to seeing you again in September.
Yes.
And super happy that you got to come here this weekend.
It was so much fun to have you.
Yes. So much fun.
We are beyond ecstatic that you made this happen.
Yes.
And is there anything that you'd like to shout out before we end the show? Like, any upcoming things that you want to?
I am going to shout out the local club in Idaho. So if you ever go to Idaho, Boise area, The Warehouse, that is the local club. It's hard to find because they have to be careful because it is Idaho. So they have it as a nonprofit, but The Warehouse, that's, if you Google that in Boise, you will find it.
Can they find them on Facebook? Do they have
They have a Facebook, The Warehouse. I follow them.
Okay. So search for Swinger Nightclub in Boise, The Warehouse,
on
Facebook, and you should be able to find them if you're in that area or close by.
Yep.
So, and I hope that they continue to do well, because we obviously need more spaces.
We do.
Yes.
In the lifestyle.
And that's why I'm trying to support them as much as possible, because I think it's great what they are doing.
And they definitely have our support, you know, because they give our friends a place to go and
experience and just be able to have fun.
Yes.
Absolutely. So thank you very much, Amy.
Hey, we loved having you.
And we will see everybody again next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink podcast. Please make sure to check out the people who support us: VJ's Hotspot, The Trendy Pineapple, and also Pandora's Resort. They are really awesome people, and they love and support the lifestyle just the way we do. So please make sure that you go and check them out. And if you'd like to find us on social media, you can find us pretty much everywhere at KSENM and Kink Podcast. That's all the major socials: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Clapper, and also now we are moving away from OnlyFans, and you can find all of our video and picture content at fansly.com/KSENM and Kink Podcast.